This is Bird Note. It's morning in the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge, land set aside to protect the fabled Okefenokee Swamp of Georgia and Florida. With so much water, it's not surprising that frog calls surround us. Tall cypress trees and Spanish moss give the swamp a prehistoric appearance. Suddenly, there's a flash of gold as a small bird hops onto a cypress knee. It's a prothonotary warbler, one of the most striking of the swamp's denizens. Having wintered in a mangrove swamp in the West Indies, this male returned to the Okefenokee and established a breeding territory. With loud song and brilliant colors, it attracted a mate, and now has raised a nest full of young. Prothonotaries have longer bills than most warblers, and they use them to probe into tree bark and clumps of curled leaves. Swamps are productive places, and the pair of warblers easily found enough small insects to feed their brood of four. Because they live down in the realm of trunks and branches rather than up in the leaves, the prothonotary has adopted a very unusual nesting habit for a warbler. It nests in natural crevices or old downy woodpecker holes. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram, at Bird Note Radio.
Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. That was Greaser and the Ghost Home. Yay. I really dig that one. I really dig a lot of the music concrete stuff. It's just like, It's so weird and cool and awesome. I mean, it was just one song, not too much to say about that. So we might as well jump into the next one. And don't worry, this one's a little more rhythmic. We got Lieben heißt Lieben by Laibach. This is, I'm running this one off of a compilation, but this is from Opus Dei, which, I mean, classic. You can't go wrong with it. After that, should have enough time for a song by Anenzafalia, but we'll see. Lieben heißt Lieben by Bach.
Thank you. Jim's bird note. As a flock of ducks lift off from a marsh, their wings reveal large patches of powder blue and emerald. These dabbling ducks are called blue-winged teal. They're petite birds, noticeably smaller than mallards. The male's blue-gray head has a bright white crescent at the base of the bill, and his cinnamon sides and underparts are peppered with dark dots. Females are mottled grayish-brown. Blue-winged teal are long-distance migrants, traveling from nesting areas in Canada and the U.S. to South America for the winter. They feed in shallow water, with a preference during the breeding season for snails and fly larvae. In fall and winter, they seek out plant matter, especially seeds. Blue-winged teal pair up during the winter and migrate together in spring to a nesting area, often to where the female was born. There, the female will lay about 10 eggs, which hatch after 3 weeks. Once the eggs hatch, mother and ducklings walk away from the nest area within 24 hours, never to return to their nest again. Within just weeks, the young will be flying and ready to join their parents in their great migration south. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein.
Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. That is pretty much our show for today. I got about a minute and a half left to kill. What do I talk about? Talk about some concerts coming up. This is kind of distant. In September, there's two I'm really looking forward to. Author and Punisher is coming to Vancouver, so you can bet that I'll be there. If you want to say hi, you're totally welcome to. And Pig, earlier that month, is doing a USA tour. I'm gonna see if I can get out to Spokane and see him live. I think that'd be really fun. I'm a big Pig fan, as I hope you guys know. But it's just kind of weird to me that, like, less and less bands are coming to Vancouver, which I find just, like, fascinating. I don't know. It was one of the original hotspots for industrial in North America, and it's just a little sad to me. I feel like it's probably because of Trump. This is my opinion, not the station's. I think I have to clarify. But among all of the dumb stuff that Trump's been doing, I think the visas, it's so hard to get an American visa that going to other countries during tours, like Mexico cities as well, it's just really difficult for artists to get out there.